This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is going to be a long, long weekend for national security professionals covering the Asia-Pacific region. The North Koreans have promised more missile and bomb tests, possibly tomorrow, to mark a major national holiday. There's an American aircraft carrier battle group hanging around just in case. The Chinese have said, quote, storm clouds are gathering, end of quote, over the Korean Peninsula. All of which comes as President Trump has said and tweeted that he wants China to do more to control Pyongyang, presumably by tightening the trade and economic screws. How might that work? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Can China cut down further on its economic ties with North Korea, make life even more deprived and miserable to pressure leader Kim Jong-un? Foreign policy experts say it's a little hard to know because the North is so closed and opaque. But Lindsay Ford at the Asia Society says China clearly has a lot of leverage.
China is North Korea's primary economic lifeline. Now, North Korea has tried to diversify through a variety of illicit activities.
Like counterfeiting, cybercrime, and arms trafficking, which Ford says helps fund the government and military. She says China could still do more to cut off trade and cash flows. Korea expert Jonathan Pollack at the Brookings Institution says China has already ratcheted up the pressure. It's complying more with international sanctions, and it's stopped taking one of North Korea's biggest exports, coal.
The Chinese, for the first time now, are actually making some noises about oil cutoffs, and that would hurt them a lot.
90% of North Korea's oil comes from China. A lot of food does, too.
Food could have consequences, although the North Korean economy, including agriculture, on the margins is doing somewhat better right now.
Political scientist Andrew Nathan at Columbia University isn't convinced more Chinese pressure would have much influence on North Korea's military leaders who don't miss meals or oil deliveries.
They can hunker down and they have enough control over the rest of the population so they can, if necessary, you know, let them starve and the regime will still survive.
Using their counterfeiting and international arms dealing to keep the lights on. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.